You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Red Nation Podcast Interview Series. My name is Steve Botcher, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Simeon Jackson. Simeon is a striker with English Premier League side Norwich City and a key player on the Canadian men's national team. In this interview, Simeon and I discuss his thoughts on his first World Cup qualifying campaign with Canada, his first few weeks in the English Premier League with his club side Norwich City, Blackburn Rovers Canadian striker Junior Hoylett, and proving himself again in the top tier of English football. And now, Simeon Jackson. So Simeon, it's your first World Cup qualifying campaign. How do you feel heading into these first two matches?
Oh, I feel good. I had a good preseason, and now it's just right time to get the games, start of the season.
You've played your fair share of high-profile friendlies and, of course, matches at the Gold Cup. Is there a different feel to this camp than other ones that you've been a part of, given that, it's the start of a World Cup journey?
Yeah, as you said, it's the beginning of a World Cup journey, and this is where it all counts. The camps before and friendlies and Gold Cup's good, but it's about getting to a World Cup. So it's going to be important to get a good start.
With Olivia Ocean having had to drop out of these matches in the training camp, and Rob Friend and Ali Gerba unavailable this time around, the squad's lacking an experienced big target man. That said, with you, Ian Hume, Tosin, and Dwayne, there's a lot of speed and quickness. Yeah. Do you think the Canadian offense will have a different look in these two games?
Yeah, well, it will, because, obviously, as you said, those guys are missing, and they're big target men, and, our strengths are going to be different in this camp, so we're going to have to play to our strengths, and hopefully it'll do us well.
Steven's been experimenting with playing you wide right over the last year, which isn't a position you play at the club level. How are you feeling with that role at this point?
I'm feeling, just improving. I've played it for as you said, a year now with the team, and, it's just about getting used to it and knowing your job and knowing your role. So, if I have to play there, I have to play there, and, it's just about getting the result in the end, so...
So, speaking of club level, it's no secret you recently made your first appearance at the English Premier League. Mm-hmm. How'd that first game, go, and how did it feel? Was there a noticeably different feel than other matches?
It was a great feeling, to be a part of it and be in the league and to have done, as we've done in the start. It's been great, and it's been great to be a part of, and hopefully I can, have a bigger role in that.
The story of your career thus far is an inspirational one, with you having had to prove yourself at every level that you played at. Is there a sense that you have to prove yourself again at the EPL level?
You always do. You always do. It's a new start, and one that I'm relishing and looking forward to. But you always have to prove yourself. You're always as good as your next game. So definitely looking forward to it.
Obviously, you're a young guy, but to have achieved everything that you've achieved thus far, you must have a tremendous amount of self-belief. Was it support from family or a particular coach that sort of gave you that confidence that you actually have had the ability to play at the highest levels possible?
Yeah, it's a big effort, obviously, like you said, family and coaches and, everyone that's been involved with me and been along my journey. So, I've just been really blessed and, a lot of hard work and determination and, to get to where I am now, it's a good achievement, but I have to keep going.
You and a friend of yours who many Canadians are interested in, Junior Hoylett of Blackburn, are the only two Canadians currently playing in the English Premier League. Are you excited for when you might get a chance to go up against him? And has there, been any, friendly back and forth about who might score more goals this season?
Yeah, there's been a bit of banter back and forth. Trying to get him to come and play for us first and foremost. But, we're playing him coming up in the next couple months after the break. So it'll be interesting to play against him.
So you played a key role in Norwich earning the promotion to the English top flight in a dramatic fashion. The start of this year of training camp, what has head coach Paul Lambert told you about your role this year? Is it just to keep doing the same things that you did previously?
Yeah, just a lot more hard work, and it's a collective effort. Even though I haven't been in the beginning, it takes a squad, and you just have to be ready and take a chance when it comes. So manager's been great, and he's. Hopefully, everything will go well and we'll stay in the league.
The media attention in England is very heavy. I'm just wondering, how are you balancing out not only club and country obligations, but also, you know, the fan interest and media duties that come with being an EPL player?
You know, it's early days yet, but something that you just have to get used to and you know, deal with. It's part and parcel, and when you're at that level, and you know, something that every player has to deal with.